This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
Hey, everybody. This is Wes Wyatt, and this is the Market You First podcast. Have you ever walked away from a potential upsell opportunity because you felt like you'd come across as too salesy? You're standing there with that mental tug of war, wanting to offer more value, but you're afraid of damaging the relationship that you've built. I've been there, and today I'm going to show you how to transform that hesitation into confidence with upselling strategies that are going to actually strengthen client relationships. So why does this matter? Okay, your existing customers are gold. They're 50% more likely to try your new products and spend 31% more than new customers. But here's the problem with most people and why they approach upselling wrong. They focus on what they want to sell instead of what the customer actually needs. And that's backwards. Okay, so when you develop an upsell strategy centered on genuine value and personal connection, you're not just increasing revenue, you're deepening your trust. So this matters whether you are a freelancer trying to expand a project scope, a consultant that's offering additional services, or a small business owner that's looking to maximize each customer relationship. The beauty is that the effective upselling isn't about pushing products, it's about solving problems. And when you solve more problems for people who already trust you, everybody wins. Okay, so here are three key takeaways that are going to help you with this. Number one, lead with questions, not offers. Okay, don't jump straight into, would you also like to add this? Instead, ask questions that uncover deeper needs. What other challenges are they facing in the area? What would make a solution even more valuable? When customers reveal their pain points in their words, your upsell is going to become their idea, not yours. Number two, create value packages based on the customer journey. So map out your customer's entire journey and identify natural next steps. Package your upsells as logical progressions, not random add-ons. For example, if you're a web designer, after delivering a website, offer a 3-month SEO package that's going to help them maximize their new site. The key is making each upsell feel like the natural next chapter in their success story. And then third, use because bridge, okay? When presenting your upsell, always connect it to a specific benefit using the word because. For example, I'd recommend adding this monthly analytic review because it's going to help you identify which content is driving the most sales. Okay. Studies show that using because increases compliance by 66% as it transforms your suggestion from a sales pitch into logical reasoning. So here's how you market you first and make this personal. This is where upselling becomes truly powerful, by making it uniquely yours. Your personal brand should shine through in how your approach upsells. If you're known for being thorough, then your upsells should emphasize deeper analysis. If your brand is about creativity, your upsells should showcase innovative solutions. Write down three words that define your personal brand. Then craft your upsell language to reflect those qualities. For instance, if clarity is your thing, your upsell conversations might start with, to give you even more clarity on your results, I've developed a dashboard that ... and then explain what it is that you've done. And remember, when you upsell in alignment with your personal brand values, it's never going to feel forced. It's going to feel like an extension of the value that you already provide. And you're not selling more stuff, you're delivering more of what makes them choose in the first place. So here is your call to action. Take 15 minutes today and identify your top three clients and write down one additional problem that you could help them solve. Then craft a value-focused question for each client that would naturally lead them to their solution. Don't pitch anything yet. Just prepare these thoughtful questions for your next conversation with them and see what happens. So if you have found any of this helpful, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. After listening to the podcast, go to WesWyatt.com, scroll down to where you can put in your name and your email address, and get on those insider emails. We're going to provide you with all the tips, tricks, and nuggets that we find. If you have questions, you can go to the thought bubble at the bottom right of WesWyatt.com, and that is the chat feature. I don't monitor that live, but I will get back to you very promptly. And last but certainly not least, go to WesWyatt.com/disclaimer. For important context regarding this and all podcasts, posts, and info I provide. And thank you for being part of another episode of the Market You First podcast. Until I talk to you next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.